The Figure Model, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Act 2 by Anne Yara. I'm lying on a mattress, propped up with pillows under my back so that my chest is elevated and my head is leaning back, my legs wide apart. I've been lying here with my eyes closed for a while, thinking about his gaze, about how there was something more there than what I'm used to. My job is quite unusual, but I like it and take it seriously. Some people get my features quite right, while others make it hard to recognize me. As a figure model, I work naked. That day, when I entered the studio at the art school, I saw him immediately. There was something in his gaze, his eyes that looked so insistently at me. I've always felt a certain professional distance in my students and how they look at me. I am just an object in their eyes. I could just as well be a vase. That's how the art students always saw me, up to now. He followed every step I took across the floor. He never stopped staring at me. His gaze followed every garment I took off. He had such intense eyes. His skin and hair were so dark that I was caught off guard by his Scandinavian ice blue eyes, since the rest of him looked so much like a warm-blooded Spaniard. Had his eyes been closed, I'd never have guessed they were blue. The lightest blue eyes I'd ever seen. He was tall and fit, and I immediately saw that he was strong and sinewy under the white t-shirt and the slim jeans. Lovely dark curls seemed to have a life of their own around his face. He looked just like I imagined a Greek god would look. The room was cool, and I got goosebumps. I caught him looking at my nipples, which were stiff in the fresh air. Even as I warmed up and no longer felt cold, his eyes still made my nipples hard. After the warm-up, during which I could feel his eyes on me at every stage, I wrapped a blanket around me and walked around, looking at each student's sketches. When I reached his easel and stood next to him, my mouth dropped open. He had nailed every single line of my body. No one had ever seen me more precisely than he had done in just a half an hour. I looked at the nipples. They were drawn in more detail than the rest of my body, except for my sex. It was also clear that no one else in the class could keep up with him. I froze at how sexy he had made me look on paper, and it dawned on me that it was actually possible to make love with somebody's body through a pencil. So I'm lying here with my eyes shut, thinking about his look. I can't see it now, but I know that he was able to capture something with his brush that no one else had captured before. And I'm curious about the result. I try to let go of this thought and focus on my professional role here, but I find myself constantly thinking about his eyes.